First John chapter number 3.
Jesus.
Do you have your Bibles tonight? First John chapter number 3. Starting at verse number 1. Sure is good to see each and every one of you here tonight on this Thursday night. Amen.
Praise
God. Had a good time already, haven't we?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to say something to help you tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
First John chapter number 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
Right.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
Yes.
But we know that when he shall appear,
all right,
we shall be like him.
Amen.
My, I love that, don't you?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
For we shall see him as he is.
As he
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Kind of struggled, I guess you say, with a title to call
Bless
this.
You, Lord.
I just like to maybe preach on, amen, the blessings that come along with being a Christian. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen. Just because you're saved, you know, there's some blessings that comes along with that.
Amen.
We was up there, Brother George. I don't know if he heard me and that guy talking when we was fishing up there. But up there off of Port Clinton, Ohio, in Lake Erie, there's several little islands where there'll be big islands. Kelly Island's a big old island. A lot of people live there. And then you get on up there, and there's an island called Pelee Island. And I forget, there's several islands out there. And I was just reminiscing. I actually seen a helicopter, and I just was thinking in my mind, I was thinking, boy, these people on this island have to have money, the people that live there. Of course, there's vacationers that come and probably rent houses, and I forget, it cost you, I think you said $189 just to ferry your car over there. And but anyway, I got thinking, them rich people on that island, they probably have plenty of money, because you can't sit around all day and wait on a ferry if you need to go somewhere. So they probably hop in a helicopter and take off.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I was talking to that guy about it, and he said it like this. He said a lot of those people were born, you know, their granddad lived on the island, he had money. Their mom and dad lived on the island, he had money. They live on the island, they got money. And in other words, to just pass on down.
Yeah.
Amen. The benefits of having in that family. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. There's some benefits of being in a family of God. Did you know that?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! Amen. Great God in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Christians are blessed because of what God has done with our sin. Hallelujah. Amen. What hath God done with your sin?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you what he's done with it, Brother Anthony. He's forgiven all of my sin. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we're born into sin, and we stay in the sin all the way to that point where you meet God. Hallelujah. You know, you don't have to teach a child how to sin.
Nope.
You have to teach a child how to be good and behave.
Yeah.
Great God. Sinful nature is natural. Amen. But thank God when we came to the Lord, he done something about my sin business. Hallelujah. Amen. He takes the heavenly pen and he dips it in that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he writes one word over my past. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of people like to look at the past. Amen. But thank God, in red letters with the blood of Jesus Christ, the pages of my past and all of my past sin have been written across the page. Forgiven. Hallelujah. Brother Anthony, somebody can dig way down in the deep. Amen. The past of your life and try to bring it up. I'd like to let you know tonight, when God looks at it, he sees forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. I thought I'd shout right there. Amen. Thank God that I've been forgiven. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Can you think about old Rahab the harlot all the way back in the Old Testament? Amen. Coming up there to her parents' house after she had hid the spies and she had drug her daddy's name through the mud. She was a harlot. Amen. That's what she did for a living. Amen. But she sort of had a change of nature there. And she had a turn there all of a sudden. Amen. And now she's coming to her parents and they said, you better come to my house if you want to be saved. Amen. You better come. Joshua, amen. And Israel, God's mighty army is going to sweep through this land. And if you want to live, you better come to my house. Hallelujah. Thank God. And maybe her parents looked at her and said, well, what about this and this? What about your past? Amen. But thank God she had been forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He has forgiven our sins. We often say, amen. Thank God that I can forgive, but I can't forget. You ever heard somebody say that? But when God forgives, he also forgets. Amen. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. He no longer remembers our sin. Amen. I'm so glad that he's got a forgetfulness mind when it comes to my past, Brother Anthony. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad when he looks over the course of my life. And when the old enemy brings up stuff of accusation against me, amen, that the Lord can't remember that because I've been forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only has he forgiven my sin, but he has cleansed my sin. Brother John, amen, help me here tonight. Praise God. If you still got 1 John, amen, give me verse number 1. 1 John, I'm sorry, chapter 1 and verse number 7. Amen. 1 John 1 and 7. Hallelujah. Amen. And tell us what that verse says.
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us. That's from all sin.
Ooh, did you hear that? If we walk in the light as he's in the light,
amen,
then the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, cleanseth us from all sin. Hallelujah. Amen. I cannot explain. I wish I could explain to you, but George, I wish I was a smart guy. Amen. But Brother Anthony, I cannot really explain it to you. Whatever you want to call it, the instructions of how it happens. Amen. But I know this. You can take an old black-hearted sinner. Amen. There ain't God in heaven who's got a history of cussing and swarping and drinking. Amen. Carrying on. Hallelujah. I love reading about them old revivals of the past, that great Welsh revival over there in Welsh, England, Brother Anthony. When that revival come through there, it wasn't a super big place. There were 80 or 100,000 men and women got saved in that great Welsh revival that hit that whole area over there. Amen. And it was a coal mining camp over there. And they used to coal mine with them miniature ponies. They bred them to take them back there and pull the coal out. Brother Tom, thank God, but they said so many of them coal miners got saved that they had to stop mining coal for a while. Amen. Because their normal language was cussing and swarping at them old ponies, and them ponies, they operated by them cuss words. Amen. And they said so many of them men got saved. Thank God, they quit cussing and swarping around, and them old ponies didn't even know what to do. Hallelujah. Why had that happen? Because he cleanseth me from my sin. Amen. There ain't God in heaven. I will put some of this off for another night.
Yes.
Brother Tommy, I believe sanctification. I believe it is a definite work of grace. I believe once you get sanctified, you're sanctified. But it's kind of like, amen, something. people believe once you get sanctified, you ain't no more sanctified the rest of your life. In other words, you get it all in one dip. Amen. I guess, Brother Anthony, I'm a little bit more progressive. I believe I got sanctified when I was a young boy. And yeah, I got out of the sinning business. I lost my desire for the ways of the world. But I also know I progressed in this thing. I've got smarter and more knowledgeable in the ways of the Word. And I live a better life now. But hey, I come to tell you tonight, when Jesus cleans you of your sin, He'll clean your mouth out. Amen. Thank God, you'll walk right, you'll talk right, and you'll spit white. Amen. Thank God. I love hearing Brother Daniel talk about when he got saved, he had that pack of Marlboros in his shirt pocket there. Amen. And he said he got out of church and he got to looking for them Marlboros and he never could figure out where they went. He finally said, well, I guess I don't need them anyway. Hallelujah. I realize it's a strong addiction. I knew one time a lady went to the pastor. I knew this personally. Amen. And she went to the pastor and said, pray for me. Amen. That the Lord would help me quit these cigarettes. And that pastor said, God didn't give you them cigarettes. And He sure ain't going to take them away from you. Amen. Well, I don't agree with that. He didn't give you them cigarettes. I know this. He sure take them away from you. Amen. Come on, man. He didn't give you that bottle of beer either. But He sure dry that up out of you. He didn't cause you to go down and get addicted where you shoot dope and drugs in your veins. I know this. He can take an old dope addict. He can set him free from sin. Hey, God. I don't even know if I'm going to get the rest of my message. But Brother John read to us the blood of Jesus Christ. It cleanseth us from all sin. When you get saved, you don't have a desire for the sinning business no more. Hey, God, I never ran down to the honky-tonks. I've never been in a beer joint. I've never been in the places of the world, nor do I have a desire. Hey, but Brother Anthony, right here is where I love to be. I love to be in the house of the Lord. Thank God, because Jesus' blood, it cleansed me from my sin. And when that transformation takes place, you won't have no more desire for the ways of the world.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
God bless him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I said you won't have no more desire.
Touch him, Lord.
For the ways of the world. Better calm down here and we'll get all choked up. Hallelujah.
Touch him, Lord.
Come on.
Amen. Let's move on. Hey, great God, He made an atonement for my sin.
Yes, He did.
Woo! When Jesus Christ died, amen, He took His own precious blood and He offered it up to the Father. And He said, I offer this blood as an atonement sacrifice for the sins of all the world. Hallelujah. And God accepted that sacrifice. Hallelujah. Amen. What does atonement mean? Atonement is the reconciliation of man with God. Hallelujah. Through the life, the suffering, and the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen. Glory to God, Brother John. Give me Romans 5 and 11. Brother Tom. Give me Revelation 5 and 9. Hallelujah. Great God, I'm so glad, amen, that Jesus was the atonement of my sin. Aren't you?
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Although Christ died to atone for all the sins of man, there is no value whatsoever for a man in that atonement unless he receives it. Great God, through the repentance. Amen. Somebody said, well, I believe when Jesus died, He died for all the world. You got that right. He died for whosoever will. Amen. I don't believe a Rockefeller's got a better chance of being saved than me. Amen. That's why I said what I said tonight, Brother John. I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck whatsoever. Amen. But I tell you what, when that thief on the cross
When he asked the Lord to forgive him of his sin, he had been a horrible man. He had a lot of sin stacked up on his record. But Brother Anthony, after Jesus forgave him, from that moment he was a fit vessel for heaven. Hey God, I ought to make a Presbyterian shout. I said, when he said, Lord, would thou forgivest me? Jesus said, yes, I forgive you this day. Shalt thou be with me? That's all it takes. It's the shed blood of Jesus applied to my life. Great God, what, amen, does it take to be saved? The blood plus nothing, amen. If you go to a church where they tell you got to be baptized to be saved, that's a false doctrine, amen. I mean, you'll get baptized because you are saved, amen. I believe in baptism. I believe in water baptism. When you get saved and you trust the Lord for your sins, you go down to an old creek or a river and you get baptized. It's a representation. Down with the old man and up with the new. The water does not save you. That thing on the cross, he never got baptized. Somebody said, what if you get saved and you don't have time to get back? Well, I tell you what happens. You go to heaven, amen. Because water baptism, it's not a prerequisite for salvation.
You're preaching, brother. Bless him, Lord.
It is definitely.
Yes.
Don't you?
I'm not diminishing water baptism. You need to do it.
Come on.
If you've been saved, you need to get in the water.
That's right.
Amen. Woo! Come on. Phil was out there in the desert.
Bless you, Lord.
Preaching over there. What was it? Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Great God. And they didn't get very far. And they was riding the Bible, sitting down that chariot. That old eunuch looked at him and said, what hindered me to be baptized? First water hole they seen, he's ready to hop in it. Amen. Thank God. Not because he's wanting that water to save him, but because he's wanting the world to save. Hey, I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, things are passed away. And behold, all things are new. I come to tell us tonight, the blood of Jesus is an atonement for my sin. It's what reconciles me to God. Not water baptism. Amen. Great God in heaven. Nothing plus the blood. Are you preaching the bloody salvation? The bloody doctrine? Yes, I am. It'll be the only way you'll ever get to heaven. It'll be the only way. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't barter your way into heaven. You can't talk your way into heaven. You can't, amen, beg, steal, or borrow. It has to take the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Woo!
Jesus.
Have your way,
our sins are atoned for, Brother Earl. Once we accept what Jesus did for us on the cross.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the only way to ever happen.
Amen.
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe.
That's right.
Sin hath left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Who had Romans 5 and 11. Very God.
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Joy in our God.
Yeah.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
By whom we have now received.
Wait there. By whom we have now received
the atonement.
Woo! The atonement. Hallelujah. Hey God, it only comes through Jesus. Amen. Hey God, you'll not find it Buddha. You'll not find it Allah. Hey God, I thought it was, it makes me sick to my stomach. They call him Muhammad Ali. I call him Cassius Clay. Amen. I realize he can float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Amen. Let me tell you something. Allah can't do nothing for you. Hallelujah. Amen. But there's only one way that your sins will ever be atoned. And that's through Jesus Christ. Brother John just read it to you. Romans 5 and 11. Now, Brother Tom, get us Revelation 5 and 9.
And they sang a new song.
Woo!
Say, thou art worthy to take the book.
Wait there. And they sang a new song. Picture with me what's going on in heaven. The angels, Brother Anthony, my, they striking up that heavenly band. And they sang a new song.
angels, therefore, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred.
Thou wast slain and thou hast redeemed us by what? Water baptism?
No.
Come on. Hey, God in heaven. And it's very important. I'm not diminishing water baptism. Amen. But he said, thou hast redeemed us by thy blood. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven.
There's more to it. Out of every kindred.
Out of every kindred.
And tongue.
And tongue.
And people.
And people.
And nation.
And nation. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you get that, that covered everybody. Every people, every tongue, every kindred, every nation. The only way you can ever get to heaven, everybody covered the whole earth, is through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's only one name given among heaven whereby we can be saved. And it's through, amen, and by, amen, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He atoned us. I got to move on here. Come on. He has covered our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God covers our sins and buries them in his forgetfulness.
Yes.
Brother Tom brings out a great point from time to time. In the book of Genesis, all the way from the start.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve was naked in the garden. Did you know that?
That's right.
They were whole and complete. That's the way God made them.
That's right.
They didn't even know they were naked.
Amen.
Until sin came in.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then the Bible said that they went and they got fig leaves and they started covering themselves up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Sin, I tell you what, sin changes everything.
That's Amen. Right. That's right.
Yeah. I ain't got time to get into all that. But when God got involved, God had to go slay an animal. Yeah. You know why? To cover it. Hallelujah.
Right.
And Brother Tom brings out so adequately, when God covered them, I don't think he put a bikini on Eve and swimming trunks on Adam. Hey, God. Amen. But I tell you, Brother Anthony, I believe, amen, that covering, Brother Tom setting this out, and he said it was a complete covering. Hallelujah. Hey, God covered Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. He covered them up thousands of years ago. Amen. Man and woman's been trying to uncover ever since. Hallelujah. Amen. I come to tell us, amen, he has covered my sin. Hey, God, he has blotted out my sin. He has cast my sin into the deep blue sea. Hallelujah. Hey, God, he has put our sins as far away from him as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. He has put our sin behind him. I'm so glad that my sin is not to be remembered again.
Hallelujah.
A man came one day in a cold camp in England, and he said, the Bible is just a collection of a bunch of myths and fables. God don't exist. Jesus is just a figment of the imagination, and Christianity is just a hoax. Here he was telling all this big group of miners standing there. And at the close of the lecture, a miner stood up before the group and he said, hey, I'm a dumb man. I'm ignorant. I don't even know what the word myth and fable even means. But I know this man's talking, amen, against Jesus. He said, I can't even tell you what a myth even is. But he said, this one thing I can tell you. Woo! He said, there's a time when I was a drunkard and I'd get drunk and come home and beat up on my wife. Amen. And he said, I'd come home and I'd beat up on my children, and my wife and my kids didn't even want to see me come home. He said, that's what I do know. And a preacher came and told me about a man named Jesus that could change my life forever. He said, and this one thing I can tell you, I got saved and something happened down in my heart. And he said, I don't drink no more. And now I come home and I treat my wife good and I treat my kids good. They're happy to see daddy come home. They don't go hungry no more. Now my wife's got clothes to put on her back. He said, this one thing I know, if this Jesus is is a falsehood. I know he's done something for me. Hey, God, I'd like to shout it in the mouth of hell tonight. Jesus has sure done something for me. I said he changed me. I said he saved me. I said he put love down in my heart. And I'm not the one that I used to be. Christians are blessed.
We took thy name, Lord
Jesus. Not only because,
Jesus,
amen, my sins have been forgiven, but because, amen, I can have a daily companion walking with me every day, and you know who he is? He's a Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Woo! Great God.
Glory.
There's been a lot of fighting or misconception of this through the years. Pentecostals are sort of outcast. Amen. A lot of denominations believe you get it all in one dip. When you go and you pray the altar and you get saved, you get it all right there. You don't ever need no more. Well, let me tell you something. Pentecostals are a little different. I believe in salvation. I believe once you're saved, Brother John, you can't never be no more saved than that. But there is a deeper walk in God you can get to.
You're right.
Depending on how hungry you are.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, salvation comes. You got to be saved before you do anything else.
Yeah.
But after salvation comes, amen, what we call sanctification.
Yeah.
Hey, God.
Praise
and it's just not a figment of the imagination. It's just not something you say, yeah, I got sanctified. But there'll be a time in your life you pray through, sort of like when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll know in your heart, I've been sanctified.
Amen.
God, it's like God reaches in your heart.